Yeah, I said, you know what a man with a 7.5 inch long has for breakfast? This morning I had bacon and eggs.
Okay, right, that's fine. Okay, so were you gripped by the IMAX?
Gripped? Of course I was gripped. It was all around me. It was quite extraordinary.
Are you desperate to remake any of your films for IMAX?
I wouldn't want to remake any of my films. I wouldn't want to remake any of the good films. As John Huston said, why remake something that was good? You should try and remake those that didn't quite make it and make them better. But I think that there is no film that I can think of that would not be improved by this system.
Would you like to get involved in IMAX in a film?
Yes, I think I would. I'd particularly like to direct something in it.
Any ideas what sort of film?
I think a musical. You see, what I found with this particular film was that it was very moving. A very simple storyline. And moving, and wonderful music, John Barry music. What more can you want out of life?
You were talking about the simplicity of the films, but the big pictures. Yeah. Do you think that modern cinema has become too complex in many ways?
I think modern cinema is just far too much nudity. Frontal, rear-endal. You know, I get rather bored with that. I think it's probably become too violent. Which is strange for somebody who played Bond to say, but I don't particularly like violence. They try to outdo everything. Out-violence the violence.
Is landscape the next big thing in movies, then, with IMAX?
I think it could well be, you know, but it could move along, and because it can, any story can be contained within the scope that it covers.
Is this the best thing, technologically, which has come along?
I would say so, yes. I think it's probably the most important thing to come along in film since they were able to speed up the film stock so you didn't have to have great big arc lights.
Now, your son's been involved in publicising this. What sort of... Because he's been involved in the internet side, I believe, and another technology side of the film industry. Are you interested in this?
Yes, I most certainly am, because I have a part share in his company, which is managed director, which is www.guyflash.com on the internet, if you're into that. And his company, which is Global Enterprise, is about to merge with NetEdit, and this is one of their big promotions. So I'm very pleased to be a part of it all.
I can't get away now without asking what you thought of Pierce Brosnan in the new Bond film.
I haven't seen it.
Why not?
Well, when I was in them, I had to go and see them. Now I don't. As I said, you know, I have enough of violence and noise and murder and mayhem.
So you're not really a Bond fan at heart?
I should probably see it at some point on video, but I'm not about to leap up and run across the room. I'd much rather be watching this, even though they tell me it's very good and say it's the best ever, and I always get the worst reviews every time a Bond film, so they say, well, thank God we got rid of him.